Amen.
Peace be with you, sisters and brothers. I thank God that I can come here again to worship with you and to receive God's word and his light. Today's scripture reading is a very precious, important reading for us. In this passage, Jesus spoke of two sentences that had a lot of impact. The first one, he says, Son, your sins are forgiven. And the second one, Jesus said, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home.
当主耶稣讲第一句话的时候，就引起在座中许多人在心里头那么议论纷纷，你就可以感受到那个冲击是很大。When
he said the first sentence, a lot of people there were arguing in their heart.
当主耶稣讲了第二句话的时候，哇，在场的人所有的人就亲眼的看见这个摊子站起来，当着他们的面走出去。And
after he said the second, people saw the paralytic got up and took his mat and walked out in full view of all of them all.
他们都惊奇归荣耀。And
people were awed and gave glory to God.
弟兄姐妹，在这两句非常的震撼人的两句话里面，有四个方面的问题马上就浮现出来，是我们今天要来思想的。And
in these two sentences that Jesus said, it revealed four problems that we want to examine today.
第一个问题是一个神学的问题。And
the first one.
第二个问题从第一个问题出来，再进一步带出来的是一个心态的问题。
The first one is theological, and the second one has to do with our attitude.
然后第三个问题进一步的带出来，是关系到我们生活的问题。And
following that is something to do with our lives.
然后最后带出来的第四个问题是关注到我们的侍奉。
And toward the last one is our service to the Lord.
神学的问题、心态的问题、生活的问题，还有侍奉的问题，这四个问题里面，神学问题是最容易解决的。In
all those issues that we are going to address today, the first one is perhaps the easiest. That is to do with the theological issue.
但后面三个问题挑战就很大。But
then there are challenges in the subsequent.
那这个神学问题是什么呢？
But what is the theological issue?
这神学问题就是说，主耶稣讲的这两句话的当中，到底哪一句话是主要的，哪一句话是附带的？So
from theological point of view, we try to discern which, whether the first or the second, what Jesus said was more important.
小子，你的罪赦了。这句话彰显出主耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
When he says, Son, your sin has been forgiven, that means that Jesus had the authority of forgiving.
起来，拿着你的褥子回家去吧。这句话彰显出主耶稣有医治人疾病的那种全能。And
when he said, Get up, take your mat, and go home, that showed that Jesus had the authority and the power of healing.
到底在耶稣的眼中，这两个方面，哪一个为主，哪一个才是更加重要？So
from Jesus' point of view, which one was more important?
我刚刚说这个问题不难解决，因为在这段经文里面你看得很清楚。I
thought this is easy because from this passage you can read clearly which one is more important.
你看见到主耶稣是为了要让人能够清楚地看见到他有赦罪的权柄，所以主耶稣在这里。
So you can see that Jesus, because he wanted to show that he had the authority of forgiving, so he healed this paralytic.
如果不是那些文士在那边议论纷纷的话，说真的，这个这段经文里面，主耶稣可能根本就赦免了这个瘫子的病，然后故事就结束了，
if there,
就不会再继续的施行那个身体的医治。If
there had been no Pharisees or teachers of the laws that were arguing there, he could have just healed this paralytic and just walk out. And this end of the story.
耶稣问一个很简单的一个问题。
He asked a very simple question.
那问题就是说, 到底赦免一个人的罪比较容易, 还是医治一个人的病比较容易?
And he asked a simple question, which is easier, to say to the paralytic that your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and take your mat and walk.
你知道如果是来真的的话,
and if you knew the story, that you know that nothing, neither one of those
所以主耶,
could have been done by men.
主耶稣借着医治这个人的疾病,
so through this, Jesus showed that he had the power and authority to heal people physically and spiritually.
所以他也必然也有那个神所拥有的那个赦免人的罪这样子的一个权柄。Therefore,
he must also have the authority of forgiving our sins.
所以在这里一个本末的关系就很明显的在我面前让我们看见了。So
it's clear that the reason, the relation between the causes and the results.
主耶稣在这里的主要目的是要让这个瘫子的罪得着赦免。
His main purpose, Jesus' main purpose there was to forgive this paralytic sin instead of simply healing him. And this is
而是病得医治却是一个因着特殊的情况才做的一件事情，不是一定要做的。
So forgiving sins is something that he must do. A healing was just situational. So we can see the nature, the intrinsic nature of gospel. So what's the most critical, the central meaning of gospel? And that is God want to forgive our sins.
所以在路加福音的24章那个地方，24章的第47节，主耶稣用一个非常简洁的方式把整个福音完全的表达出来。So
in the gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verse 27, Jesus said something that revealed the entirety of the gospel.
主耶稣用六个字就把整个福音到底是什么给。So
in six Chinese words, he explained what the gospel was.
主耶稣说人要传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直传到地极。所以福音到底是什么？福音就是悔改赦罪的道，六个字就讲完了。So
the truth of gospel was repent, forgiving.
所以弟兄姐妹传福音其实很容易，是不是？So
to proclaim his gospel is very simple.
你只要会讲六个字，你就可以把福音传出来了。It's
just to repent and to forgive.
福音不是别的，其他的都是次要的。福音就是悔改赦罪的道。There's
nothing else but repent and forgive.
借着人在神面前靠着耶稣基督向神悔改。 我们可以得蒙神的赦罪，这就是福音。Through
Jesus Christ, if we repent before the Lord, we can be forgiven, and that's gospel.
福音的重点在是在我们借着悔改得蒙神的赦免，就跟神和好。And
so the essence of it is when we repent and be forgiven, then we are reconciled with God.
福音的重点从来不是在谈我们的身体上得到医治，这不是在谈我们物质上的任何神能够给我们的好处，那都不是福音的重点。It's
nothing to do with whether we get healed or any good things that we can gain from God.
那些事情神在我们的身上也会行，但是在耶稣的眼中，那些都是次要的，是附加上去的。All
those things are also feasible and acceptable, but those are secondary.
但我们说在这里不只是有一个神学问题而已，而且有一个心态的问题。But
we said that in addition to theological issue, there is an issue of attitude.
我不晓得在这段经文的当中，你有没有发现到说，这个
When you read through this passage, you may see that there are maybe a couple of points that the author intentionally leave it vague, opaque, so that we can think through it.
第一件事情就是这位摊子，当主耶稣跟他说：“小子，你的罪赦了”的时候，这个摊子的反应到底是什么？圣经有没有说？
And the first thing is that there was no telling of what the paralytic responded to Jesus' command when he said, "Son, your sins have been forgiven."
到底这位摊子会是非常激动的，哎呀，非常兴奋的说：“哎呀，我有那么多的罪，怎么突就这样的一句话就把我所有的罪全部都赦免了？感谢主，赞美主。”
Was he thrilled? Was he thrilled? Was he excited? Was there any description about how he responded to the fact that all his sins, multitude of sins, have been forgiven in that moment?
还是这位摊子会不会在那个地方？ 突然间有一个很奇怪的表情，跟耶稣说什么？你赦免我的罪啊？这不是我要的。
Or perhaps he was shocked. He said, "You forgive my sin? This is not what I want. I want you to heal me. I want to be able to get up and walk. I didn't want to be forgiven of my sins."
所以主耶稣福音的重点是要让人得着神的赦免，重点不是在人得到医治，问题是说。
So the point is that Jesus wanted to forgive our sins, not to heal us. But then, what is it that we desire in our heart?
实际上，在我们的心中，到底我们真正想要的是罪得赦免这样子的恩典，还是我们更加渴望的是病得医治那方面的好处？
Do we long for our sins to be forgiven, or do we long more for our physical and materialistic needs?
第二个，这个经文里面也一样没有去明确说明的，是当主耶稣让这个摊子起来行走的时候，众人的反应。The
second thing that was left undescribed in this passage was the response of the people there.
这里说众人都惊奇归荣耀给神，问题是他们到底是为哪一件事情惊奇归荣耀给神？And
it says, This amazed everyone, and they praised God. But what did they praise God for? What were they amazed?
他们是因为这个人的罪，哎呀，这样子的白白的被神赦免了，啊，得着赦罪的恩典而惊奇，而赞叹，而归荣耀给神吗？
Was it because they were amazed? Were they amazed by the forgiving of sins?
还是他们是因为看到哇，这个人竟然就这样子起来走路了，哇，这病就得医治了，在那边赞叹归荣耀给神。Or
were they amazed by the fact that the paralytic was able to get up and walk?
到底在他们的心目当中，他们看见两件事情都发生了，但是他们的关注的焦点，他们兴趣的焦点是在哪一件事情的上面？
In their hearts, which one was more important?
第二点，这就是心态的问题。And
that's the matter of attitude.
当然，我们可以去猜测到底是他们的心态到底是怎么样。Of
course, we could try to guess what their attitudes were.
但是弟兄姐妹，更重要的是我们的心态到底是怎么样。But
more importantly, what is our attitude?
如果你是这位摊子的话，当时主耶稣跟你说你的罪赦的时候，你会欢喜还是你是失望？If
you were the paralytic, when Jesus said, your sins have been forgiven, would you be thrilled or would you be disappointed?
如果你是在那个人群的当中，你当天看见这样的事情发生的时候，哇，你说不得了，不得了，太奇妙了，太奇妙了！你到底，你说的奇妙，你会是指那个病得医治，还是指罪得赦？And
if you were among the people, witnessing this event, would you be amazed? Would you be awed by the fact that the sins have been forgiven, or would you be awed by the fact that paralytic was able to get up and walk?
弟兄姐妹，是不是很多时候说真的，我们的兴趣好像在这种身体上、物质上的这个好处，远多过属灵上、生命上罪得赦免这样子的一个恩典，是不是？
Honestly, wouldn't you say that more often than not, we're more interested in the physical and materialistic needs than the spiritual needs.
很多时候我们在教会里面看到有一位慕道朋友信主了，我们说哎呀，感谢主，赞美主。
When we see someone receive the Lord, accept Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior, we say, oh, praise the Lord, thank God.
可是我们如果看到一个像这样子的一个摊子起来行走的神迹，我想可能所有的人马上又电话打起来了，哇，整个教会这个半个钟头之内全部都传遍，大家兴奋得不得了。But
if we had seen this miracle that someone had been healed, we would call everybody. And within 30 minutes, everyone would know.
真的弟兄姐妹，这是我们很需要去认识的。我们的心到底更加的关键哪一个方面？
And this is what we really need to examine ourselves. Which one are we more? Which one is more important to us?
其实这就是很多时候，我很多弟兄姐妹常常会觉得，我虽然是信的耶稣，可是在我的人生的当中，我跟主耶稣好像不是同心的在一起走人生的道路。
So a lot of times we find ourselves in a situation, though we are Christians, but we don't seem to be walking alongside with Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们的心跟主耶稣的心好像都是互相冲突的，有没有？
We seem to be in conflict with him in our heart.
在你的生命当中，常常有一些时候，你发现到说，主所要的要成就在你身上的，你却不太喜欢。
And often you experience that what Jesus is trying to do in your life is not something that you desire.
主耶稣让你经历患难，经历困苦，在磨造你的生命。你跟主耶稣说：“我不要这些。”
He let you experience difficulties and afflictions, and you said, "I don't want any of those."
可是反过来说，很多时候你竭力在追求，每天一直投入你的青春岁月，去建立的在你人生当中你的梦想。
But on the other hand, the things that you endeavor,
你却发现在那里面，主耶稣似乎 没有跟你同在，没有什么主的祝福在那里面，都是你自己在考虑。Are
not what Jesus blessed you with, are not something that Jesus is intimately involved with.
弟兄姐妹，我真的不晓得怎么样来解决这样子的问题。I
really do not know how to resolve this conflict.
一个属灵上最关键的一个东西，就是神所看重的。 如果是你所看清的，神所看清的，却是你所看重的。你在这一生当中，你已经没有办法跟主同行。So
from spiritual point of view, if what God emphasized is not what you desire, and what you desire is not what God is emphasizing, then you are in serious conflict with Him.
在这一生的当中，你要很深的去经历神在你生命里面的作为跟恩典，只有一个办法。
If you want to experience intimately what Jesus or God has placed in your life, there is only one way out. You need to change your attitude.
弟兄姐妹，神所看重的，要成为你所珍爱。What God looks as important
must become something that is important to you.
神所看为次要的，要在你的生命当中成为也是次要。
And what God placed as secondary must also be secondary to you. Then you will witness God's deeds every day. Jesus wants us to be completely away from sins.
每一天在胜过罪恶的功课，胜过老我的功课上面，有越多的学习，有更多的成长。In
every day of our lives, we must be able to overcome the sins and overcome our old selves.
每一天在跟神亲密同行的经历上面，有更深的认识。And
every day in our daily walk with Him, our intimate walk with Him, we have renewed experience every day.
终究你会发现到说，今天神不论赐给你在你身上行过多少次的医病的神迹，在你身上赐给你多少物质上的丰满。So
eventually, no matter how much He has given you materialistically, or how many times He has healed you,
有一天神都会跟你说，时候到了，这些东西该还给我。And
God, someday, eventually, He would tell you, time is up. You should return all those things to me.
那个时候你会发现到说，你站立在神的面前，正要走进到永恒的里面去。
And at that moment, You stand before God and you are ready to walk into the gate of eternity.
但是决定你永恒到底会在哪里，在什么样子的光景里面度过，这个唯一的关键。
But what determines the critically which direction you are going into?
就是你的罪是不是完全的靠因着耶稣基督被洗净、
洁
净、赦免，跟神完全和好。
Is whether you are reconciled with God completely, that through a complete forgiven of your sins.
所以我们中间如果还有还没有信主的慕道朋友
，So if we still have some, if we have some seekers in the congregation today,
盼望神让我们都一同的看见到说，我们生命当中最重要的到底是什么
？And I hope that God will reveal to you and me and us all that the most important thing in our life.
真的，你的病得到医治不是你生命当中最重要的一件事情。
It is not the most important thing that you are healed physically.
你能不能在美国这个社会的当中，哎呀，这个发迹，然后这个买大房子，过很富裕的生活，在你生活当中，在你的一生当中，更是微不足道的事情。
Whether you would thrive financially or gain a lot of wealth, that is not that important either.
我们要把握今天，先把我们生命里面最重要的，把它确定下来。
We must take hold of the opportunity today and take up the most important thing in our life.
来到主耶稣的面前，用那个很单纯的信心
，to come before the Lord。With a very simple heart and faith.
让他对你的心说，小子，你的罪。
And let him tell you that, son, your sins have been forgiven.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们不仅是心态上面，还要进入到生活的层面。
But in addition to the change of attitude, we must also enter the examination of lives.
其实我相信，在我们在座当中有很多的弟兄姐妹，你在你的心里的当中。不仅是一个神学，而且你清楚地认定到你生命最重要的，确实就是罪蒙神的赦免。
And I know that many of us Christian brothers and sisters know clearly that in your life the most important thing is the sins are forgiven.
你很看重你跟神之间亲密的关系，所以你每一天固定的灵修，常常祷告，你竭力的服侍神，参与在教会各样的侍奉。
You value the intimate relation with God, therefore you set aside some time every day to do your daily devotion and you serve the Lord through various opportunities in the church.
你的罪已经得到赦免了，你已经跟神很亲密的关系了。这个罪得赦免的恩典跟你现在还有什么样的关系？
And so you feel that your sins have been forgiven and you have a good relation with God. So what does this phrase, your sins are forgiven, mean to you?
弟兄姐妹，我们有可能信主信了一段时候之后，我们回过头去看这个主耶稣赦罪的恩典，我们突然觉得说这个东西好像跟我现在再也没有什么很密切的关系了，好像已经跟那些慕道朋友还比较有关系，跟我好像没有什么关系。
So perhaps after you've been a Christian for many years, you look back and you said, this phrase, your sins are forgiven, perhaps has nothing to do with me anymore.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有发现到在这段经文里面的那些文士，正是处在这样子的光景的当中
？And did you notice that in this passage, the teachers of the law were just in that similar situation?
他们是一群认识到神的公义，甚至到神的圣洁，所以他们非常的注重他们的生活当中每一天要讨神喜悦，遵守神的律法的一群人。
So they were the people that followed the law, faithfully. They knew the righteousness, the faithfulness, and the gloriousness of the God that they believe in.
当主耶稣出来传道的时候，主耶稣传道的一个主题就是天国近了，你们要悔改信福音。
When Jesus came into the world, when he was preaching, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is near. You must repent and receive the gospel."
主耶稣传讲这样子的信息，这些文士能够完全能够接纳，完全阿们的。
So when he preached those messages, the teachers of the law were all in agreement.
所以你看见主耶稣在这里讲道的时候，哇，这些文士也都聚集来要听他的讲道，可能都坐在前面最前面第一排。
So when he was preaching, in for example, in this story, perhaps all these teachers of the law were all there, and maybe they even were sitting in the front row.
但是你发现到说，这个罪得赦免的问题，在这些文士的心中，又变成只是一个神学的议题而已。
But then the issue of forgiving of sins become another issue of theology only.
所以当主耶稣跟那个摊子说"小子，你的罪赦"的时候，他们满脑子就在做神学的思考。
So when Jesus said to the paralytic that your sins are forgiven.All in the heart of all these people, they were just thinking to themselves.
除了神以外，没有人能够赦罪的。
And they were thinking about the theological issues. No one but God could forgive sins.
有没有发现到这个信息跟他们好像一点个人关系都没有？
And it appeared that this message, the forgiveness of sins, had nothing to do with them.
所以弟兄姐妹有没有发现，很多时候我们信主信了一段时候之后，我们会变得很属灵。
So, do you know that some Christians after a while they become very spiritual?
而且属灵的非常可怕。
And to a point that it's terrifying.
哇，你知道吗？这个牧师讲道的时候，还好我不太认识你们哈。如果说牧师讲道的时候看得到，然后有好多我这种很属灵的人在会众当中的话，压力很大的。
Do you know that as a preacher, when I see all these people that are very spiritual, it gives me a lot of pressure.
你知道吗？在讲的时候，就看见到那个人在那边点头。
And you can see that spiritual person would not his or her head.
给他90分，下礼拜还可以再请他来。
And I'll say, well, I'll give him 90 points. Next week we can invite him again.
有时候看到那些人脸，人家那边摇头，然后就赶快再翻圣经。
And sometimes we see those people shake their heads and checking their the Bible.
两只手抱着这样子的听到。
And with their hands on the chest.
所以呢，讲到的时候呢，都会看到这个座位的当中，有没有出现一个5分、4分、2分、1分。
And as if I would see people putting up signs, 5 points, 4 points, 3 points.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们生活到一个地步，我们变成非常的属灵。
So perhaps as Christians, at some point in time, we feel that we become so spiritual.
所以我们在教会的当中，我们处处为每一件事情都在打分数。
So we are grading everything that's happening in the church.
可是这些信息似乎跟我们的生活已经再也没有任何关系了。
And then the messages seem to have nothing to do with us.
哦，弟兄姐妹，如果我们来到神的面前认罪悔改，然后我们开始过很敬虔属灵的生活，然后慢慢我们发现到说罪得赦免这件事情跟我的生活越来越没有关系的话，弟兄姐妹很可怕的，很可怜的。
So it is.Terrifying if we come to the stage that this forgiveness of sins becoming less and less relevant to us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在信了主之后，要开始学一个功课。那个功课就是我怎样在我的生活的当中把这个赦罪的恩典给活出来。
So we must learn a lesson that is how we can witness and live a life.Of this forgiveness of sins. We must learn how to live in the grace of forgiveness.
每一天当主耶稣，当我们跟主耶稣这邻里相交的时候，主耶稣一次又一次的都可以再跟我们重新的讲这句话，小子，你的罪赦了。你都发现那句话深深的摸着你的心，深深的触动了你的心，深深的在冲击着你每一天的生活。
In our daily lives, as we do our daily devotion, we can experience Jesus telling us, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Every day.
弟兄姐妹，有没有发现，在今天的社会里面有一种定罪文化？有没有
？Did you notice that in today's society there is a culture of accusation?
很多时候你稍微做一件事情做得 不是非常的让人家满意，马上就定罪，马上就有非常尖酸刻薄的一种评语 会让你非常的难堪。
And you experience a lot of accusations or people's criticism on even minor things.
我们跟我们的同事相处在一起的时候，看着我们上司老板的眼中，你就发现到说，他每一天都在那边用一个眼光看着你，看你到底，配不配让他这样子的付钱给你来做事情。
And in our daily life at work with our colleagues, and you notice that perhaps your boss, your superior, is grading you every day and see whether you are worth the money that he's paying you.
在教会里面服事的时候，也是很多时候弟兄姐妹，我们就常常遇到各样子的这种批评论断。
The same holds true in the church.
只要我们彼此中间有一些不同，你就发现到说，就会有一个很深的定罪。
And we often experience convictions or accusations through the differences among us, different opinions.
所以主耶稣每一天都要重新的跟你讲，跟我讲，小子，你知道吗？你的罪。
So every day we need Jesus to tell us that, son, your sins are forgiven. We need to live in the grace of the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. We want to know, we want to realize, and we want to be reassured that.Our sins have been forgiven every day.
我虽然是一个罪人，是一个生活当中常常还是会犯错的人，但是神已经爱我了。
Though I'm a sinner, I sin every day, but God already loves me.
没有，再也没有任何人能够定我的罪。
And no one can convict me or accuse me.
没有任何一个人能够夺走我在神面前那个永远尊贵的地位。
And no one can take away.My precious position before the Lord.
以至于我在这个定罪文化的社会的当中，我不需要被塑造成一个戴着假面具的人。
Therefore, in this culture of accusation or culture of conviction, we do not have to be a pretender.
在主耶稣赦罪的恩典里面，弟兄姐妹，我们要活在那赦罪恩典里面。一个很大的关键就是你要把你的面具完全的拿下来。
So to live in the grace, of forgiveness of Jesus Christ, the one thing that we must do is to take down our mask and be transparent.
我常常有机会在不同的地方做一些培训的课程。
I have many opportunities of teaching in various places.
我今天发现一个蛮有趣的一个现象。
And I found something very interesting.
那个现象就是说，当我在一群年轻的弟兄姐妹中间做培训的时候，我常常可以带出一些非常的所谓的互动式的这种上课气氛。
And I noticed that when I'm among the young people, I can have a lot of interaction.
哇，弟兄姐妹有什么问题，马上就问我。问什么问题，他们，这个有什么想法，他们很自由的就说。
And they seem to be asking questions freely and expressing their opinions freely.
但是不久以前，我在一个国内中国一个都是传道人，都是差不多四五十岁的传道人当中教一个课程。
And not too long ago, I was in China and I was teaching among a group of evangelist, pastors.
我也想要在那个当中带出那种互动式的、很轻松的这种这个上课的气氛，哎，就带不起来。
So I was trying to have more interaction with those pastors, but then the crowd seemed to be dead.
后来我问他们说，哎，为什么很多时候我问一些问题，你们都没有人回答呢
？So I asked them, why did you not respond?
我问说你们有什么问题可以这个提出来讨论一下，没有人问问题。
And so when I ask, is there any question, any discussions, and nobody said anything.
他们说，哎呀，不好意思来。
They said, well, we feel shy. 还
有一些问题问出来是很丢脸的。
And we didn't dare to ask some of the question for fear of losing our face.
有一些私下的跟我说，说真的，有些问题不能问的，问出来之后。这个人家不晓得人家用什么眼光来看。
So some had come to me afterwards and told me privately and said if I had asked you some of those questions and it would be very embarrassing.
弟兄姐妹，是不是很多时候我们还是活在面具的里
面？
Isn't it true? 还是活在面具的后面？
Isn't it true that we often hide behind the mask?
我们还没有真正的活在神赦罪的恩典。
We have not really lived truly in the grace of God's forgiveness.
我们要让赦罪的恩典进入到我们的生活当中，冲击我们，甚至释放我们。
We did not let that grace to come into our life and impact our lives and forgive us.
我们还活在那个定罪文化的当中，背负着沉重的包袱，在辛苦的走。
We still carry that heavy burden of accusation, of conviction.
弟兄姐妹，这一个活在神赦罪的恩典里，是一个一生的功课。
And that is really a lesson of life. We must continue learning that lesson.
在新约里面，你在彼得的身上，你可以看见到这个赦罪的恩典怎样在他信主之后，不断的冲击着他，不断的带着他的生命。再往上突破，再往上成长。
You can see through Peter's life that he continued to grow spiritually, and in his life, he continued to experience that forgiveness.
当彼得信主之后，有一段时间，他的属灵光景非常的软弱。
And at some point in time, Peter's spiritual life was very weak.
主耶稣到他所在的那个那海边那边去讲道的时候，彼得没有心听耶稣讲道，跑得远远的去洗他的渔网。
And when Jesus was preaching on the beach, Peter did not follow him. He went on and do his work.
那天主耶稣帮助他打到很多很多的鱼。
And Jesus helped him that night to get a lot of fish.
当彼得看见这么多鱼的时候
，When Peter saw so much fish, so many fish,
他没有说：“哎呀，主耶稣太好了，要你天天跟我在一起，那每天都可以打这么多鱼。”
He didn't say, "Good, this is great. Why don't you stay with me every day? Then I can get a lot of fish every day."
彼得在那地方看见到他有一个很深的罪。
Peter saw that profound sin of his.
他虽然已经信主了，可是他需要从这个罪里面出来。
Though he already received Christ as his Savior, but he must come out of that sin.
那个不信靠主，那个把生活的重担放在自己的手上，自己要掌管的那个罪，他为这个罪难过到他跪在耶稣的面前，跟耶稣说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
He fell down before the Lord and said, "I'm a sinner. Please forgive me."
但是主耶稣跟他说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
He said, Jesus said, "Don't worry. From now on, you will gain men, like you gain fish."
耶稣说，你知道吗？你的罪一点都不会影响我们之间的关系，只要你愿意在我再次的回到我的面前来。
He said, "Your sin will never separate us, will not affect our relation as long as you're willing to walk out of it."
主耶稣没有说，从今天起你要被惩罚。
He didn't say that from this point on, you will be forever punished.
耶稣说，从今天起，你的生命突破。
He said, "From now on, you have broken through that critical point."
被那个赦罪的恩典充满在他的心中。
You are completely filled with that grace of forgiveness.
他的生命开始一个新的一个开始。
So his life started anew.
当主耶稣钉在十字架被捕要上十字架的那一天，彼得又一次跌倒了。
As Jesus was walking to the cross, as he was to be persecuted, Peter fell again.
我们都知道那件事情，彼得三次不认主之后，哎呀，看见自己犯的罪、自己的软弱、自己的亏欠、自己的失败，他跑到外面去痛哭。
We knew that Peter denied Jesus three times, and he saw his own sins, and he went out and cried.
但主耶稣赦罪的恩典。
But Jesus forgave him again and filled him with the grace of forgiveness. And from that point, he stood up. And he became a very important apostle of Jesus. Sisters and brothers, in our lives, we do need that grace of forgiveness to fill us every day and always.
赦罪的恩典不是只是在我们信主的那天对我们有意义，在我们一生的道路的当中。
It's not just on the day that we received Christ, but it's throughout our our lives through our process of sanctification.
每一天带着我们的生命往上走，往前走。
As we grow spiritually every day.
第四个方面，我们要进一步的讲到说，这个赦罪的恩典不仅是要冲击我们的生活，这赦罪的恩典要进入到我们的事工。
And the last point, this grace of forgiveness not only impact our lives, but would enter our lives.
说真的，在这段经文里面，对主耶稣赦罪的恩典，除了主耶稣之外，认识的最清楚的，可能是那摊子的四位朋友。
And perhaps the ones that understood this most profoundly were the friends, the four friends that carried this paralytic.
我想我们应该可以假设，很合理的假设说，这四位朋友一定不是第一次来听耶稣讲道。
I think it's reasonable to assume that those four people that carried the paralytic did not hear Jesus for the first time in this story.
他们一定早就听过耶稣讲过，天国近了，你们要悔改。
They must have heard Jesus preaching many times before that the kingdom of heaven is near. You must repent.
他们这一次再一次的，当耶稣在这里讲到的时候，他们又来要听耶稣讲道。
So they wanted to come to hear him preaching again.
他们一定很深的体会到说，这个赦罪的恩典跟他们是何等的切身。
And they must feel the intimate relation between themselves and the grace of forgiveness.
但是这四个人跟其他的人群有一个很大的差别。
But they were very different from most of the other people there.
那个差别就其他的人，哎呀，可能也是感觉到这个赦罪的恩典是何等切身的一个信息，他们再一次的来听到，但是呢，他们只想到他们自己需要。
The other people came again because they felt that they needed themselves. They were thinking about themselves only.
但这四个摊子的四个朋友，他们不仅是看见自己需要这个福音的信息，他们更想到他们的朋友需要这样子的信息。
But these four friends of the paralytic thought not only for themselves, but for their friends, the paralytic.
弟兄姐妹，当你对主耶稣这赦罪的恩典在你的生命里面，你经历到很深的时候
，When you felt profoundly the grace of forgiveness in your life，
神会开始把很多人放在你的心思里。
God would place many people in your heart。
每次想到你自己领受这样子的宝贵的恩典，你就会想到他们。
Every time you reflect on the grace that you experienced。The precious grace that you experienced, then you would think of them.
你就没有办法只是自己一个人继续的领受那个赦罪的恩典，生命的恩典。
And you cannot help but thinking about those people sharing this grace with them.
你会要把这些人也带到神的面前。
And you want to bring them before God.
我想在这段经文里面，我们看到这四个朋友一个最大的特征，就是他们有一种锲而不舍的精神。
And we can see through this story.That they are very perseverant as well.
他们去把他们想到他们还有这位朋友可能都从来没有听过耶稣的福音的信息。
They thought of this friend of theirs that had never heard of this the gospel.
他们去找了这个朋友，发现这个朋友有没有办法自己来？不能自己来，没关系，他们把他抬来。
They went to this friend and they knew that he could not come.By himself, therefore, they put him on the mat and brought him along.
把这个朋友抬到了那个房子的地方，发现进不去。
And they came in and they realized that they could not bring him in because it was too crowded.
他们不会把他就放在门外。
And they did not just leave him outside.
他们把他带到屋顶上面去。
And they took him up on the roof.
不仅是带到屋顶上面去，当场就在这个在上面这个拆开这个屋顶。
More than that, they dig a hole on the roof.
你知道那个东西对当时的聚会是一个很大的干扰。
And you know that was very, very disruptive to the gathering.
噼里啪啦的很多灰尘就这样掉下来了。
And you can see that a lot of dust and debris falling down.
然后呢，把那个人垂下来，就垂到耶稣的正前面。
So they lowered him, lowered the mat.Him on the mat, right in front of Jesus, forcing Jesus to stop his preaching. You know, I don't like this.
每次有一次聚会的当中，有一个人这样子稍微干扰一下，我就忘记了我在讲什么东西。
If when I'm preaching, if anyone get up or do something disrupting, and I will forget what I was saying.
这四个人在当场可能让所有的人都非常讨厌的。
So perhaps those four people were very much disliked by the crowd.
但是你在这里看见一个很宝贵的一个真理。
But you see a very precious truth through these four people.
很多时候我们很讨厌的，我们绝对不会做的弟兄姐妹，我们就需要去了解到说，神却非常的喜悦。
There are many things that we dislike a lot, but they are very much appreciated by God.
神不是专门喜欢那种干扰聚会的人。
God, it's not true that God likes those people that disrupt the fellowship or meetings.
可是神非常的喜悦那些为着讨神喜悦的目的，他不被框框架架条条框框所限制，他甚至不惜干扰聚会。
He likes those that are perseverant in preaching the gospel to others.
今天你如果在我们的聚会的当中，你说，哎呀，我喜欢讲方言，我就大声的讲方言。
If some of you said I like to speak in tongues, and so you started to speak tongues aloud,
我相信神不会很喜悦。
And I'm sure God does not like it.
可是今天你为了一个人的灵魂，你让这个聚会受到一些干扰。啊，你不是在这条条框框的基督徒的这种律法里面生活，而是什么？而是走在神的心意的里面，神会喜悦。
But if you're walking in God's will and you are caring for someone's spiritual needs, God would like it.
主耶稣喜悦。
Jesus like it.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
这四个人锲而不舍的，一定要把他的朋友。
These perseverant friends that would bring their paralytic friends to Jesus. That is most precious.
其实在这段经文的前面可能都还有故事啊。
And perhaps there are some stories before the story that we read today.
当他邀请这个朋友的时候。
Perhaps when they went to invite his friend.
我想八成这个朋友第一个反应一定是拒绝的。
Perhaps it would not be surprising that this paralytic would refuse or decline.
哎呀，行动不便啦，不方便啦。
I said it's hard for me to walk. I cannot come.
哎呀，老是动动，我不好意思。
Don't bother. This is too troublesome.
哎呀，到那个地方，这个众人众目睽睽看着我，哎呀，我很难为情的。
And I feel shy before the entire crowd. There's so many people.
还是自己去吧。
Why don't you just go along?
推三阻四的。
So finding all kinds of excuses.
但是你可以想象这四个人二话不说
，But these four people, they without saying much,
把他这个朋友抓起来，就放在毯子，放在那个褥子上。
They just pick them up and put them on the mat.
反正他抗拒不了的，对不对
？Because he cannot resist, there was nothing that he could do.
抓着就把他抓来了。
So they just insisted on taking him along.
哦，弟兄姐妹，说真的，你有没有常常发现到说，很多时候很美很美的一些。把福音带给朋友、带给家人的，脚中常常都是这样子的脚中。
And did you see that it's the trace of people's bringing others to Christ are like that?
以前我们有一个弟兄，他为了要把他的一个同学带到教会来信主。
We had a brother that was trying to bring his friend to the church.
他每个星期天早上7:30一定打电话给他的同学，跟他说30分钟之内我来接你。
7:30 every Sunday morning, he would call his friend and say, "In 30 minutes, I'll be at your place to pick you up."
他从来不问对方好不好。
And he never asked if his friend was going to come or not.
在今年秋天的时候，我们有一个福音营。
And this last fall, we had a gospel camp.
常常在福音营里面，我都。一次又一次的看到很多弟兄姐妹，他们传福音就是这样子锲而不舍的。
And I witnessed many sisters and brothers' perseverance in spreading, sharing, and proclaiming the grace of gospel.
有一个妻子已经不晓得第几次把她的丈夫带到福音的里面来。
And a wife, numerous times brought her husband to the gospel camp.
每一次都没有用的。
And every time she failed.
但是她每一次都把丈夫再带来。
But she always brought her husband along.
然后一带到福音里面，就请大家每一个人都是请大家为她的丈夫来祷告。
And ask everyone to pray for her husband.
但是今年秋天福音里面的最后一天早上。
But the last day the gospel came this year.
我们亲眼看见她的丈夫流着眼泪接受耶稣做他生命。
And we saw her husband receive Christ.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我的意思不是说，当你锲而不舍的去需要把福音带给你的朋友，他就保证信主。
And I'm not saying that there is a promise, there is a guarantee that you, when you bring someone to Christ, he or she would accept it.
但说真的，很多人，很多人，他所需要的就是一群基督徒。
But a lot of people, you know, to a lot of people, what they need is exactly the Christian friends.
就像这四个摊子一样，在他的身边会锲而不舍的。
Like these perseverant friends of the paralytic.
用主的爱来骚扰他。
With the love of Christ to interrupt them.
一直要把他带到主的面前。
To continue to bring them to the Lord.
我也发现到说，在今年秋天那时候，正好是学校刚刚开学的时候。
So during the gospel camp, that was at a time when the schools were just starting.
有一个校园旁边的团契。
And there was a campus ministry.
从八月初就开始，这个全力投入在接待新生、帮助新生的这所有这些服事的当中。
So they put in a lot of effort receiving new students and welcoming the new students and taking care of them.
然后当他们如火如荼的在带领这些新生的时候呢，他们就顺着势呢，就把这些新生都带到福音里。
So as they were receiving the new students, and since the gospel camp was happening, they just brought them along.
锲而不舍地为他们做各样的服事，带他们去各样的聚会。
They provided all sorts of services and bring them to and brought them to all kinds of fellowship and meetings.
然后在福音的当中发现到说，好多位，大概有七八位这样子的新生，第一次才几个礼拜之内才刚刚接触福音的就信主了。
So they saw quite a few, seven or eight new students, they received Christ just the first time.
很多人信主不是那么难。
And it's not difficult to make people receive Christ.
当我们让这个赦罪的恩典进入到我们的生命里面去。
When we let the grace enter the heart of the people.
不是只是一个神学观念而已。
It is not just a theological understanding.
那是怎么改变我们生命追求的方向。
Rather, it changes the direction our pursuit.
乃是进入到我们的生活里面去冲击我们每一天的生活。
But and enter our lives and impact our daily life. And the third point is
更进一步的进入到我们的服事的当中。
And more than that, it would enter our life of serving the Lord.
让我们在服事的当中，我们成为一个让人也能够来到主的面前得着那赦罪之恩的一个机会。
So that we can bring people to Christ to receive this forgiveness of sins.
当我们真正认识这个赦罪之恩的宝贵的时候，
When we come to truly understand the preciousness of this grace of forgiveness,
因为我们会成为这个赦罪之恩的一个使者。
We can become an ambassador of this Gospel.
然后你会在你的生活当中看见到说，你所带到主耶稣的面前来的人。
And you would witness that those people that you bring forward to the Lord.
你亲眼看见到主对他说，小子，你的罪赦了。
You can witness that Jesus spoke to them and said, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
弟兄姐妹，让我们再次的回到这个最宝贵、最基本的一个福音的真理的。
So let us return to the most fundamental, most important truth of the gospel.
让主耶稣赦罪之恩跟我们一生的每一个部分都连接起来。
Let this grace be connected with every aspect of our lives.
认识赦罪之恩。
To understand the grace of forgiveness.
活在赦罪之恩的里面。
To live in the grace of forgiveness.
因着这个赦罪之恩来服侍神。
And because of this grace, we serve him.
把这赦罪之恩带给神。
And we proclaim the grace to all the people around us.
去祝福。
To bless others.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
哦，主啊，我们今天能够来到你们面前，正是因为你的赦罪之恩。
Oh Lord, we come before you exactly because we had, because of your grace.
主，我每天欢喜、感恩、赞美你的恩典的时候，主啊，我们知道这都是因为你赦免了我们的罪。
As we praise your and thank you for your grace, we know it's because you have forgiven our sins.
哦，主啊，当我们很多时候我们的眼泪被擦干的时候。主啊，我们知道那是因为你赦罪之恩先临到我们。
As we wiped our tears, we knew that your grace had come to us first.
哦，主啊，当我们能够胜过这个世界上许多许多的压力，许多许多的这些社会的捆绑的时候，主，我们知道那是你赦罪之恩的全能。
The reason that we could overcome the burden and the bondage of life is simply because of the grace of your forgiveness.
哦，主啊，当我们看着我们前面的道路，乃至我们前面的永恒，我们心中没有惧怕，我们充满了把握的时候，主，我们知道那是因为你赦免了我们的罪。
As we look forward fearlessly, we know it's because you have given us your grace of forgiveness.
所以我们今天能够活在何等的释放，何等的自由，何等的尊严，何等的喜乐之中。
So that we can live joyfully and freely.
哦，主啊，你的恩典是何等的甘甜，我们感谢你。
Your grace is so wonderful that we give thanks to you.
哦，主啊，带领我们进入到我们的朋友的当中去。
Lord, bring us to among our friends.
哦，主啊，真的是带我们进入到那些属灵攀枝的生命里面去。
So, help us and lead us into those that are spiritually paralytic.
让我们认识了你赦罪之恩的丰满，我们知道怎样来传扬这个赦罪之恩。
So that we can understand the fullness of your grace and proclaim the precious grace.
哦，谢谢主，让我们一生一世，主，我们为这赦罪的恩典、赦罪的平安，主啊，我们一生的称颂。
So, we thank you and through our lives, we can follow you and praise you. In Jesus' precious name, Amen.